Good morning. I greet all of you in Jesus' name this morning. The title of my meditation this morning is Bread. In the Bible times, food was simple. Bread, olives, cheese, fruit, and vegetables formed their diet. Meat was only eaten on rare occasions. Bread was so basic a food that it became synonymous with life itself. Having freshly baked bread in my day is important in surviving, but it is also an important part of having quality in my life. So that's why I chose bread. And we if you were at the program Friday night, they had a nice part of their program was based on bread too, and I enjoyed that a lot. And a quote from one of my wife's bread books says, "Good bread is the most fundamentally satisfying of all foods, and good bread with fresh butter, the greatest of feasts." For me, if a meal is begun with good bread, the rest of the food will follow suit. So in Bible times, bread was something so basic and so special that Jesus referred to himself as the bread of life. So turn with me to John 6, and I'll read verses 25 through 35 and 48 through 51. Starting in verse 25, reading from NIV. "When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, 'Rabbi, when did you get here?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval.' Then they asked him, 'What must we do to do the works God requires?' Jesus answered, 'The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.' So they asked him, 'What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the man in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.' Jesus said to them, 'I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.' 'Sir,' they said, 'from now on, give us this bread.' Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.'" And then over to verse 48. "I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." So bread is made up of a few simple ingredients: wheat flour, water, salt, and oil. Now if you stop with those, will you have a nice soft loaf of bread? No, you'll end up with a flat, hard cake. So the missing ingredient in that list is yeast. Yeast is used in baking as a leavening agent, where it converts the fermentable sugars present in dough into carbon dioxide. This causes the dough to expand or rise, and as gas forms pockets or bubbles, and then when the dough is baked, the yeast dies and the air pockets set, giving the baked product a soft and spongy texture. So without the yeast in that list of ingredients, all you have is a flat, hard cake. And so that's the work of yeast. And Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. God's Spirit has a permeating quality. It works from the inside to affect every area of our life. Then as we go about our life, we spread this good news to everyone we meet, like the yeast in the large ball of dough. For me, eating fresh bread daily gives me a feeling of blessing that God is providing our daily needs, like Jesus said in Matthew 6:11, where he taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And then in the Last Supper, Jesus broke bread, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So we remember this at communion time as a congregation. And as individuals, we remember this as we eat our daily bread. As we go, we proclaim the message of salvation, made possible because of the shed blood and the broken body of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So with those thoughts about bread, let's all stand together and pray the Lord's Prayer together. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated.